The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on! Benny Castilla hammers one straight away center field. Devon White to the wall. It hits off the top of the overhang, and that ball is a home run.
That is Benny Castilla in the celebrity softball game. Now, wait a minute. That's a softball going out of not the little makeshift fence that they make for the game,
right,
but the actual fences. Like, softballs aren't even built to go that far. Benny Castilla still got it.
Yeah, you know what? Those guys are just different. Like, the guys that have played before, the amount of torque that they can create swinging a bat is pretty impressive. And we got, you know, we got to see it firsthand. Vinny Castilla is one of my favorite players, one of my favorite Rockies of all time. I got to work with him at ESPN for a couple of years. And he's just such a solid dude. He's such a great dude. But that was what we like to call a bomb.
Yeah,
I can't hit one over the makeshift little fake fence.
Really? Yes, you can.
I probably could.
Yes, you can.
But
you can. Come on.
I'm telling you, I don't have a supple back. It does not create torque like that.
Torque is an issue for sure.
Yeah.
Not only a good day for Vinny in the softball game, but also he managed the National League to win in the Futures game.
All right.
So a good day for Vinny Castilla, like one of the best Rockies and maybe most underrated Rockies. Ever.
Great player.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Giannis top of the circle. Aiden on him. Giannis driving into the lane. Fades, turns, shoots, hits! A fadeaway over DeAndre Ayton.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, of course, last night with the Bucks doing his thing again. 41 points on 12 of 23 shooting. And, oddly for him, 13 of 17 from the free throw line. That Suns in four guy, Stink, is out of luck.
Yeah, yeah. 40, and he had double-double with 40-plus scored. I think two other players have done that. Shaq and LeBron.
Right.
It's insane. And I know the free throw thing is, you know, it's a problem because he usually misses most of them, or he's about a 50% shooter, whatever it is.
Like Shaq.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, the athleticism, just his ability to control the paint, because I don't, you know, from a skill standpoint, he's not the Joker by any stretch, but he's just so physically gifted. And that part, that's fun to watch, man. It's fun to watch him dominate physically.
It is, and especially given the fact he had that hyperextended knee just a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And coming back and playing the way he's playing gives the Bucks a chance, 2-1. Like they say, right, it's not a series till the road team wins a game.
Yeah.
Well, road team hasn't won a game yet. Find out in Game 4. Next on the Morning Brew.
Missed them both. The final heave from midcourt and beyond, and Nigeria has upset the United States in an exhibition game 90-87. And for that national team, that is the biggest win in the country's history.
You can hear sort of the incredulous sound in the announcer's voice there as Team USA loses to Nigeria when they played years ago.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't the last time they played, but years ago, Team USA beat Nigeria by 83 points. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Because I guess we talk about Giannis. We talk about Jokic. This is a global expansion of basketball, right? And part of the reason this happens is because the Dream Team brought a lot of that.
Sure.
To the rest of the world.
Sure.
I guess I look at this and say, okay, you had a crummy game. Big deal. It's a warm-up game. It's basically a practice game prior to the Olympics. But it does show that, look, the USA just can't put it on cruise control anymore.
Yeah, I do think that it shows the balance, kind of, not so much the balance of power, but it shows how the popularity of the game, how it has expanded to this global phenomenon. And, you know, when you get guys with like Yao Ming getting in the NBA and what he meant to the game globally. You get guys on Team USA that travel around the world and do their thing. The LeBrons of the world, the Charles Barkleys of the world, the Jordans of the world back in the day. It's remarkable what kind of global expansion. It's one of the things, it's interesting because it's one of the reasons that the NFL travels around on preseason to different countries. Why, you know, they go to London for a series. I think there's only two games this year in London because of COVID and everything else. But what they've tried to do is the globalization of the National Football League to, you know, to create revenue, right?
Right.
To take a $14 billion industry and turn it into a $22 billion, you know, a $30 billion industry. So nobody else really plays it, so it's harder to do that. But
no one else is going to play it until you expose people
right,
to it.
Right. So really cool, and I'm sure it's probably a good thing because you look at it and go, all right, we can't put it in cruise control and win these games.
Yeah, that's actually healthy. NBA Africa, by the way, started this year, so that's what you're talking about,
right.
The idea to expand it into a larger business. Look, Nigeria has 7 players in the NBA.
Right.
This is how it's going to go. USA's got to wrap it up a little tighter.
It's way to that, and which is a good thing.
It is a good thing. Next on Morning Brew.
The fight obviously stopped in a horrible way. Give us your thoughts on how it was going.
I was boxing the bleeding head off him, kicking the bleeding leg off him. He was doing to close the distance. This is not over. If we had to take this outside with him, it's all outside. We don't give a bollocks.
Conor McGregor ends up finishing his fight and an interview on a really badly broken ankle.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Unpleasant-looking injury and his loss to Dustin Poirier. He hasn't won he's won one fight in 5 years, Stink. Is he done as an actual contending fighter?
He's done. I think he's done as a contending fighter, but he's not done as a box office
draw.
People love his I-don't-give-a-rip attitude about everything, and he is... I mean, you almost live vicariously through the guy, right? Like I wish I could give no you-know-whats like he does. And he's just a gigantic draw. He has figured it out from that standpoint that, hey, listen, man, I don't even have to be great. I don't have to win fights. I am the biggest draw in the MMA.
That's not a bad place to be.
Right.
Although you'd like to get a win and hopefully come out with your ankles not broken.
Your ankles
not
snapped.
We will see what's next, but he's probably
right.
How
about being snapped, have your ankle just, I mean, it's like if the wind blows, it's going to flutter like a flag, and you're just in there talking smack.
And he's still doing
smack.
The interview. Right. Still talking smack.
Just sitting on the canvas talking mass smack.
We don't give a bollocks.
That was him keeping it clean, too. That'll do it for Morning Brew every day at 6:30. The idea that, look, being a draw is a good thing. And especially in that sport, combat sports, whether it's boxing or MMA, things like that. Look, if you can still make the money, if people want to see you, if you're Floyd Mayweather and you're fighting YouTubers, I mean, I'm not paying for it, but good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Go make your money.
Go do your thing, man.
Doesn't bother me at all. Talked a little bit about the NBA Finals. Well, Nikola Jokic won the MVP. The ESPYs were last night.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, the best NBA player would go to. Well, it didn't go to the MVP. That's odd, right? We'll talk about it next.